Although the US President Donald Trump has declared that the Islamic State group has been defeated in Syria, the forces fighting IS say they're in the middle of a difficult final battle to overcome the extremist group. Despite the fierce resistance, the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria expect to declare victory over the group in a month as they clear the last few villages it holds. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Backed by United States airstrikes and commandos, the Kurdish-dominated militia known as the Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed an estimated 5,000 Islamic State fighters into a few villages near the Euphrates River in eastern Syria. The Islamic State militants are sandwiched between Iraqi and United States soldiers on one side and the advancing SDF on the other. Civilians like Khalid Badran are fleeing towards the Syrian Democratic Forces as the fighting gets worse.
We left Sousse village and the fighting there is very intense. Airstrikes, bombing, shelling. People are starving without even a piece of bread. So far, 50 cars have left. You can see the convoy. There is nothing at all, not even medicine. We barely made it out to the liberated area.
SDF commander Abu Gabashetti says the Islamic State fighters are trapped and starving.
We can say this is the end of IS. You could say IS is now at the last stage. They are defeated and desperate. They might turn themselves in. Hundreds of them might do that. They are starving. They are unhealthy. They are very weak, so they can't defend themselves. We expect that in 30 days we can announce our victory in this province.
But the Syrian Democratic Forces have to advance slowly as they're encountering fierce resistance from the remaining Islamic State fighters.
Our biggest problem and challenge is the landmines. They leave lots of mines behind them. They've mined everything, the houses, the sides of the roads. Everything is a minefield.
The defeat of Islamic State in Syria will mean the end of the group's hold on territory, the demise of its infamous caliphate. But there are still thousands of Islamic State fighters mounting an insurgency across the border in Iraq. And counter-terrorism experts have told the United Nations the Islamic State is now a covert network with affiliated groups across the world, from Afghanistan to West Africa and Southeast Asia. Analysts believe the group is now focused on returning foreign fighters to their home countries, a real danger as battle-hardened extremists come back with a mission to fight on. So while the end of the physical Islamic State is drawing near, the end of the group and its ideology is no closer. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.